Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. We are in Acts 27:25. Paul telling the mariners, "Take heart, men, for I believe God that it will be just as it was told me. However, we must run aground on a certain island." And when the 14th night had come, as we were driven up and down in the Adriatic, about midnight, the sailors sensed that they were drawing near some land. They took soundings and found it to be 20 fathoms. And when they'd gone a little further, they took soundings again and found it 15,000 fathoms. Then, fearing lest we should run aground on the rocks, they dropped 4 anchors from the stern and prayed for the day to come, or wished for the day. And as the sailors were seeking to escape from the ship, when they had let down the skiff into the sea under pretense of putting out anchors from the prow, Paul said to the centurion and the soldiers, "Unless these men stay in the ship, you cannot be saved." Now, Paul's operating here on a word of wisdom. God has given him information he could not have had on his own, but he's using it as the Spirit is using him to save men's lives. Now, some could say, well, God could have just saved them anyway. I don't think God always interferes with everything that we're always assuming that he does. There's a storm. It's deadly to man. God gives man a way to survive the storm, which was stay on the boat. He speaks it clearly through his servant, Paul. They're not going to listen. The soldiers cut away the ropes of the skiff and let it fall off. And as day was about to dawn, Paul implored them all to take food, saying, "Today's the 14th day. You've waited and continue without food and eaten nothing. Therefore, I urge you to take nourishment, for this is for your survival, since not a hair will fall from the head of any of you." So it seems to me that this 14-day fast, some of it was necessitated by the fact that they'd thrown a lot of stuff overboard. But according to this passage, some of it was actually voluntary. They were fasting, thinking that this would appease the gods, that somehow they could convince the god of the sea. I don't know if, being Greeks, if this was Poseidon for them, but convince the god of the sea that they should live. And Paul says, look, you don't need to do this anymore. You need to eat. It's for your survival. And when he said these things, he took bread, gave thanks to God in the presence of them all, and when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then they were all encouraged and also took food themselves. And in all were 276 persons on the ship. So when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship and threw out the wheat into the sea. I like to think that when Paul breaks bread and gives thanks to God in the presence of them in verse 35, I like to think he took communion. But there's no proof. We don't know that this was a communion ceremony for Paul. Verse 39, when it was day, they did not recognize the land, but they observed a bay with a beach onto which they planned to run the ship if possible. And they let go the anchors and left them in the sea. Meanwhile, loosing the rudder ropes, they hoisted the mainsail to the wind and made for shore. But striking a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the prow stuck fast and remained immovable, but the stern was being broken up by the violence of the waves. And the soldiers' plan was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim away and escape. But the centurion, wanting to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded that those who could swim should jump overboard first and get to land, and the rest, some on boards and some on parts of the ship, and so it was that they all escaped safely to land. Paul told them it would happen if they stayed on the boat. They listened after the little eating/communion session that they had. And everyone survived. They survived with great turmoil, but they survived nonetheless. And we arrive with Paul at Malta, where we're going to close the book of Acts over the next few days and watch Paul work. It's a pretty fascinating 28th chapter. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.